the Lee injury, of course, in the offseason really just started or continued what's been a real tough 18 months for the Cowboys, because last year their defense was horrible. And with the injuries to Lee, like, how much better do you think their defense can be, even though there should be a lot of room to improve? Do you think they've improved at all from last year?
Oh, I thought I was coming on to talk about former Oiler, now Dallas star, Alex Hemsky. Is that not... We're not talking about that.
Buddy, we could totally do that later. I love it.
No, the team's not better defensively. They wanted to get better and younger when they went and got DeMarcus Lawrence in the draft. They traded up for him in the second round. They were going to have to trade up to get him anyway. But they traded a third-round pick, a second and a third, to get him. And the guy has a broken foot. So they don't have that pass rush. And without that pass rush, you know, you're going to miss DeMarcus Ware there too. So you can't get to the quarterback, so that's tough. Now, all their linebacking core is completely different, too, because Bruce Carter is not really exactly what they expected. Rolando McClain, who's retired twice, is one of the guys that's playing middle linebacker. He's your starting middle linebacker, and he's retired twice, and you don't know exactly what you're going to get out of him mentally. And then Justin Durant was supposed to be your starting middle linebacker, but then he lost the job to McClain, and now he's moved over to the other side. So at linebacker, you're soft there. And then in the secondary, Mo Claiborne's turning into a bust. The only thing you really know is that Brandon Carr should be good and that your safeties are pretty good. But other than that, man, it might be similar to what it was last year.
Well, that's not good. Corey, the one thing, obviously it's in the news, but when we talk about the defense, I think it's more than a pickup for headline sake is Michael Sam. Is he a guy, given the lack of a pass rush, that might fit into that equation sooner rather than later?
Probably not sooner. When I was doing my study on him during the draft, I had him as a fifth, seventh round guy, anywhere in between there. His size, 6'2", 261, just for me, is not what I want out of a defensive end. I want a big 6'4", 270, 280-pound guy who can, you know, run over you as well as get around you. That's DeMarcus Ware. Michael Sam is what they all call the tweener. Yeah. And when I watched him on film, he benefited a lot from the rest of his defensive line. That's why he was SEC player, Defensive Player of the Year, because he had a great defensive line in Missouri. Now, what Jerry Jones did essentially was he did bring in a guy that they can put on the practice squad and hopefully let him develop while at the same time benefit from his story and benefit from all the media attention that he's going to get, because they are going to sell jerseys. They will sell Michael Sam practice jerseys. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be one of those things that Jerry Jones can pull off that probably nobody else can in the NFL. I don't think Michael Sam will be with the Cowboys on their starting line probably until maybe at earliest St. Louis game this year, and that's just because that would be a great story. No, the Cowboys need to find help somewhere else too.
Well, they need help across the board, right? And, you know, this is a guy who, you know, regardless of his sexuality, because me, I have no interest in that. That has nothing to do with it. You know what? He's obviously had to overcome some things, good on it. But, you know, this was a guy who in the SEC was Defensive Player of the Year. There's a lot of things to like about him. But 47% of seventh-round picks play in the NFL. The other 53% don't. What does Sam's do well that you think he can work on? And then what are his challenges for him to become a regular NFL player?
What he does very well is he gets to the quarterback. And like I said, he benefited from a good defensive line in Missouri. And Cowboys have a couple of good defensive linemen. Henry Melton, if he returns to form when he was at Chicago, he could be that guy that helped Sam out if Sam was to make it onto the 53-man roster. But at the moment, he's just a practice squad guy. He needs to work on what he can do special teams. He needs to come and be a guy that actually, like Jerry Jones said today, by definition, the practice squad is for guys that help the offense practice during the week. So he needs to come and show that every day. And if he can show that he can help out on special teams, because he's a single skill set guy, that's his skill, is to get to the quarterback. But his other skill is not stopping the run. You have to be able to do both in the NFL. He needs to develop that if he wants to make it onto the Cowboys roster.
Corey, interesting juxtaposition. We're talking about the shortcomings of the Dallas defense. Let's throw in the name Vernon Davis of the 49ers. How's that going to work out?
Scary, isn't it? The one thing is, I think that Bruce Carter's athletic enough to keep up with him. Vernon Davis is he's a freak, man. The dude's an absolute freak when he gets out in the open, and he can catch everything in sight. Bruce Carter's fast enough to keep up with him, but I don't think smart enough to chase him down. And that secondary, you don't really want to put your safeties on him because it's going to be tough. So I guess the Cowboys' biggest hope right now is to hope that the San Francisco 49ers offense that was struggling during the preseason continues to struggle and can't find Vernon Davis anywhere, that Kaepernick just decides, I'm just going to tuck and run instead of throwing the ball deep to Vernon Davis, because it'll be a struggle to keep up with that guy.
Talking Dallas Cowboys with Corey Majors from 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Tony Romo, of course, is always a hot topic button in Dallas. We've seen enough of Romo over the years that, you know, injuries, of course, have been a factor the last years. Where's he at right now in your mind? And how much of a concern is Romo's long-term health? Is this a guy where Dallas has to start looking right now for their next quarterback?
Man, I'm the kind of person that always wants somebody good long-term as a backup. Like, I always want to have, I guess what the Patriots do. The Patriots always have some sort of guy they draft and then groom. And then if Brady's not done, they decide, well, we'll just trade him for a pick and we'll use that pick to get something else later. I'd love for the Cowboys to do something like that, but they haven't. Brandon Whedon is the backup plan, and then Dustin Vaughn might be the far backup plan. By the way, guys, if y'all haven't checked out the Dustin Vaughn combine parody video, go check it out on YouTube. It'll make you crack up. The guy's absolutely hilarious. But he's far from being an NFL-caliber quarterback. Tony Romo's back right now. If he gets hit the wrong way, it's going to be a bad season for the Cowboys. He is a good quarterback, a very good quarterback. He's had situations where maybe the game's been on the line and it's been in his hands to take over, and he hasn't. And that's been one of those things that plagues him and plagues Cowboys fans across the country and in Dallas. They get so irritated that the guy just doesn't take over a game like they know he can. They've seen him do it times before. So the concern right now definitely is his back. It's also whether or not he can keep everything together, because the offense, with the lack of defense, the offense is really going to be what they rely on. Can he, you know, march down the field every drive and score? Because they're going to have to score a lot of points in order to make up for the defensive deficiencies they have.
So let's say Tony Romo gets injured. You've got some great playmakers, specifically, of course, in Witten and Bryant and DeMarco Murray. Brandon Whedon, last I checked, is the number two guy in Dallas. Can you go anywhere with him?
I like the guy, personally. I'm talking to him about Oxnard at the Cowboys training camp. I really do like the guy. I think he's got a great arm. He's got a huge arm, actually. So if you're planning on playing some deep ball, then yeah. Actually, to be honest, I have a couple of running theories on this. If Brandon Whedon comes in as your quarterback, you're going to turn to the running game more. And DeMarco Murray is in a contract season. He needs to go out there and prove that he's worthy of getting a big contract. And that offensive line, that's what they invested in. They got first-round picks and Tyron Smith, Travis Frederick, and also Zach Martin right there. Those three big, beefy guys right there, they need those guys to lead the way. So why not use Lance Dunbar and DeMarco Murray in case Tony Romo does get injured, and let Brandon Whedon just utilize the run game and pass when necessary, and pass to Dez Bryant whenever you get those big yardage and big gains. The other running theory I have is that at that point, maybe the Cowboys realize it's best to go ahead and finish the season out with not such a great winning record, maybe a record that'll leave them in a situation where they can get one of these quarterbacks out of college like Brett Hundley or Marcus Mariota out of Oregon, maybe one of those guys. That might be beneficial to the Cowboys, but, you know, Jerry Jones, Cowboys fans, they all want to win now. I think they can if they lean on the run game and only let Brandon Whedon throw when necessary.
What's the prediction? What's Cowboys' record this year?
Oh, man, I've said 10-6 so many times, but that's just because I'm leaning on the positive side of two more either way. The schedule looks rough. The schedule looks really rough right now, because, and so that's where 6-10 keeps coming from. But if the Cowboys can steal one from San Francisco to open the season up. That's one that I wasn't giving them. And if they can steal one against St. Louis in Game 6, where they don't have Sam Bradford anymore, then maybe that's the two from 8-8. They could move up to 10-6. So I'm going to have to go with 10-6, but that's very optimistic.
Appreciate your time, Corey. Have a great
Thanks.
Great time. Corey Majors from Dallas.